Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After Hours.
Everybody's ready to go. A Friday podcast. Dez in her best athleisure wear, as per usual.
You know, right before you cook a turkey, you get your best athleisure wear. Oh, she's going down.
She has to have her Lululemons on before
I have to be comfortable to cook.
Old Desiree's gonna cook us dinner.
It's me, Desiree, here to make your best turkey dinner in my athleisure wear.
You guys are getting dangerously close to getting poisoned.
Oh,
you just said that on the podcast. I hope you know if one of us goes down, you are deep. Are you going to make it for the podcast?
You won't die,
right? Is she the only human being in radio that can't talk?
I can't.
I'm coughing.
It's literally us addressing her, and she's like, I'm just going to be right.
You guys made me laugh too hard before.
Is that what it was?
No, it was stupid.
Hey, we want to throw this out there. There's a new name for Woodbilly, where we're having Thanksgiving. What do you think it's going to be called?
It's going to be Hillbury. We're off to Hillbury.
Hillbury
or Woodbilly, whichever one you want.
You pick, Desiree. You pick it.
God, is this really my life?
It is your life.
This is a thing.
It's a good thing you're in athleisure wear so you can get a good sweat on.
I could do squats while my turkey's cooking.
Oh, God.
The only person with 48 athleisure wear outfits and you use two of them every single week.
No, actually, you don't realize that they're all different. They're different pants, different shirts, even if they're all black. And then didn't you notice I mixed it in with the pink today?
Yeah.
I do have a lot of gray and black tops, but I really got crazy on this.
To quote my mother, you jazzed it up.
You know what?
You
this
did.
Is the only time I've really related with your mom.
Yeah, you jazzed it up. Way to go, Desiree. I didn't get to tell you guys this last night at the big Costco grand opening in Eagan. It was very exciting. A little sneak preview. Oh, you would have lost your damn mind, Desiree.
I know I would have.
Oh, God. Ryan. It was Snicky Snacks Central.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, the snicks they had. Oh. Did you know they had full slices of pizza to sample?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, wow.
The hot dogs, you know, that are delightful from
Hot
Costco.
Diggities, don't remember.
Yeah, the hot diggities. They were sampling everything I think they have on sale at the store. It was table after table after table after table of people offering samples. It was the coolest damn party. Cakes galore.
Oh, cakes?
Pumpkin pie, if you wanted that. Mm. They were carving off pieces of the Parmesan Reggiano cheese with a little balsamic vinaigrette on top.
Jeez.
Fancy.
I mean, it was just insane. I finally had to be like, Uncle, they were ripping out rotisserie chickens one after the next. Try the chicken. Oh,
well,
my God.
You know they've got money. It's the only store you can go to and say, I just need to pick up a couple things. $138?
It's the $200 store. That's what we call
it
at our house.
It really is.
Yeah. But the coolest contest. So I meet the CEO, Craig. He's walking around the store and... Well, I shared my encounter with him, which was delightful.
Yes.
But he has a contest where everybody writes down on a dollar bill your name, your phone number, and how much money you think they'll make on day one.
Oh.
Gross sales.
Whoa.
The person who guesses the closest wins all the money.
What?
And it's like $800 to $1,000.
Jeez.
So wait, just employees or anybody walking through?
Anyone who was at the party. If you were invited, you could do it.
Cool.
So I'm hoping for $700,000 today. Come on. I got a little insider knowledge. I was doing a little research on, you know, how Costco's typically do on day one.
Of course you were.
And so $675 was kind of the average, according to one of the guys in the higher up, you know, positions. And I said, well, but Eagan is starving for this. I feel like we could deliver. So $701, Bob. $701.
$701. Oh, my gosh. You could be rich today.
I know.
How great would that be? And wow. Tip of the cap to Costco, if that's what they're pulling in on day one.
Oh, everyone was over $500,000, for sure.
Oh.
People were, it was swamped last night. I mean, we went thinking, oh, it'll be like, you know, a couple hundred people. Oh my God, the lot was full. I had to park in the farthest spot I could get away from the store.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
But worth it, it sounds like, if they're giving samples like that away.
Yeah, it was absolutely delightful. If there's ever a Costco opening near you, get invited to the party.
Was there something that you tried there that you never would have normally? No, I don't know if there's some like food item that you wouldn't have tried.
Really?
Okay.
You know, sure. I've had it all there.
A taste of life.
You know, I previously asked that question and got in trouble a few minutes ago with me. I don't know why you'd go there again. You're just an idiot.
Of course I've tried all the Costco stuff.
I didn't know if there's something. There's certain things you don't like or you maybe wouldn't buy. I'm just curious.
Tried it all. It was good. You guys would have loved it. Oh, my God. It was right up your alley.
So should I get that chicken bake sometime? Was it really good? Because I've always been curious.
Yes.
I see people eating it. I'm like,
go to Egan today and do your shopping.
Dang it.
Don't go today. It's going to be. Yes, he wants you to get it closer to the 700,000.
Dang you. You almost tricked me.
What?
I'll be cooking for you. I can't do that.
I would cut you in on a little of it.
All right, I'll go shopping.
Yeah, I'll have 800 $1 bills with a bunch of phone numbers on it. Maybe we get your girlfriend, buddy.
Oh, thank you.
Aww.
Look at all the phone numbers.
It's out there so many times. And then we go a week and we'd be like, I haven't heard from anybody.
Oh. Sad.
Oh,
Jesus.
Let's see here. What were we going to talk about? Good grief. Oh, we got a text for secrets that can only be in the podcast.
Yeah, this was.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so what drives you most crazy about the people in your life? A coworker uses the bathroom every morning, blows it up, and always smells different. My God, what are you eating? Oh, and it's a girl.
Ew.
It smells different every day.
Every day you're like,
oh God, no! Stop
it's on
it.
My tongue. What is that?
Mexican last night.
Oh no!
Oh man!
Why did you have that? Oh God!
Do you have a woman who blows it up around here?
There's not in the times I'm in there. Yeah. I know when I did middays, there was a time right before lunch that I would try to avoid the potty because you'd walk in and your nose hairs would be singed.
Oh.
You'd have to turn around and walk out.
It leaves that funk in your nose. And I don't like it when ladies come back with that excuse. Hey, girls poop too. They fart too. No, they don't. Not in my mind. Not in any other self-respecting person's mind. Girls are perfect. Knock it off.
Yes, we are. Yes. Thank you for knowing that.
I mean, truthfully, you have
to. Have you met Crisco's mom?
She listens to the podcast. So I don't know if I'd go down that road. I still feel guilty about the story I told yesterday.
She's got a dual bowl toilet.
She probably does. That's just probably for the family, though.
Dual bowl?
It's a little side by side.
You just put a cheek in each one.
Go together?
It just kind of hovers over both.
Ew. Okay, how many days in a row is this poop talk?
What?
How many days in a row is this?
Well, Des, everybody poops.
I know, but do we talk about it every day now all of a sudden?
What is it? What is with prude Des all of a sudden?
Why else do you think we have the podcast?
Yeah.
This is the only reason it exists.
We have to get it out somehow.
Just talk. Call it the Poocast.
Yeah. Okay.
We can't grunt it out like Gene. We actually got to talk about it.
Oh, boy. I was trying to save you there, Gene.
And literally, Mean Gene Green. Uh-huh. That bowl is green.
Oh, man. Okay, so what's going on with you and Diced Chicken? You have a real issue there, big guy?
No, this was so bad. I want to warn people to stay away from Diced Chicken in the store.
Why?
So I made chicken wild rice soup yesterday, and I made it, and I put the, cut up all the vegetables and all the different stuff, made this whole thing. And as I'm making it, I went, you know what's going to be a time saver for cutting up all these vegetables and making the soup and making the roux and all this stuff? Buying diced chicken that was already done.
You're going to say going to a restaurant.
Yes, I went to a restaurant and skipped it. So I bought a bag. You know how they have like the chicken strips that are just cooked regular chicken? I got a bag of the diced cubed chicken. Okay. First off, a lie. I'm pretty sure it's just chicken that fell off the manufacturing belt and broke in half. There were pieces that were like 3/4 long. And so I didn't think anything of it. I thought, this is cubed chicken. I dumped it in the soup. I couldn't eat the soup. It was filled with chunks of fat. It was filled like the chicken had like, it was complete rubber. And it's not, I'm not going to say the name of it, but it was like, it was a pretty high quality chicken. And so I'm like, I guess, do you have to buy the chicken and then bring it out and cut it up and clean everything? I thought, that would have been the job of them.
You always examine your chicken. Cooked, not cooked. You look at the chicken.
You would think if it was cut and diced that you wouldn't have to do it. I've learned my lesson now. But I just couldn't believe. I literally was like, oh.
It had to have been bad to ruin a soup for you.
It really was. It really was. I can't take anything you say seriously. And not only the mustache, but the brawny towel shirt. Like, you look like a sitcom character right now.
And like, I like it.
I just never of all the things in my life, I've never had a real issue with the pre-cooked chicken.
Never, you probably never buy it pre-cooked.
No, you wouldn't buy that.
Yeah.
No. So I've learned my lesson. It's going to be pan-fried chicken for me.
No, your lesson is always, if you want a pre-cooked chicken, you have to get a rotisserie chicken.
That's
it makes
what it
life
is.
Better. Of everything. You can make chicken enchiladas. You can make any sort of soups with chicken. You can make a chicken salad.
I wonder if that's what the lady who wrecked the toilet, I wonder if that's what she ate. Chicken enchiladas.
Oh my God, did you wreck the toilet too this morning?
No, I didn't wreck the toilet.
Now remember, he went, huh, and he couldn't eat his soup.
I could. It was so gross. Have you ever eaten fat?
Oh, yes, I have.
Oh. Wow. Hey, Des, jeez.
All right.
I got Tim the Toolman Taylor's neighbor looking at me over here. Can we move on?
Heidi ho.
Hi, neighbor.
Oh, God.
What's with the swan on ice trick? What's going on? Minnesotans are falling for something? What is it?
So they're seeing swans and other birds sitting out on the ice, and they're not moving. So there are people in Minnesota are fearful that these birds are falling through the ice, or they're frozen, or they're stuck.
Oh.
So people are going out on thin ice and trying to save the birds. Like, no! Swan, I'm coming! And they go out there and they'll try to save them and fall into the icy water themselves.
Oh, God.
The DNR has had to...
Let them,
yeah.
This is nature taking care of itself.
Oh,
that swan's like, wow. That guy's really gonna run in the middle of the ice for me. What a moron.
This is the swan taking out, you know, the weak ones.
The swan's like, I'm gonna move because that dude's breaking all the ice around me. The DNR had to come out and say, please, Minnesota... Stop trying to save the birds. They're going to be able. They can swim.
Yeah,
they're fine. They're not stuck in the ice. Who would have thought the birds sat there long enough to be like, oh boy, well this was what a terrible time to take a nap.
Wake up! What the hell?
Jeez, my butt's frozen.
Well, I'm frozen solid. Nope, can't get up. Nope, still no. God dang it! Oh, well, I guess I'll die here.
That's it. And they're like, not on my watch. And they run out Baywatch cold style, like trying to get to him and save him.
What is happening to us?
I but don't
have you
know.
Tried the diced chicken lately?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's so
is
gross.
Great.
Just horrible. In a soup. Oh God.
Cream-based
it was
soup.
I'll never do it again. I literally will go vegetarian on my wild rice soup now.
It's called chicken wild rice soup.
I know. I will do wild rice soup.
Let's
just
wrap
wild
this
rice
mess
soup.
Up.
Tried to save a pelican the other day and didn't even have the gumption. I couldn't get out there because my chicken was so bad.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry, Rudy.
Son of a gun.
It'll ruin your day.
Mm-hmm.
Gal.
Survival chicken.
Survival chicken?
Good band name.
It really would be.
Yeah.
Well, we don't need Des
singing
anymore.
Go see Survival Chicken tonight, man. You guys in?
Yeah. Yeah.
No?
Yeah, I'll be there. Okay. You hold me a spot. Des is heading off. You're gone. You're going to make Thanksgiving for the first time.
Okay, the nerves are setting in, but give it my best.
Yeah, you got this, right?
Totally do.
I mean, you can
like,
do it.
It'll be a turkey. And it will be stuffing.
Okay.
And
gravy.
Gravy.
All right. All right, well.
And cranberries. Remember, I have to go stop and get you cranberries.
That'd be delightful.
We'll report back next week. Happy Desgiving.
You've been listening to Crisco, Des, and Ryan.
After Hours.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.